Cool white trash.
Have you ever heard crackers?
Only in relation to people from Georgia. Who were primarily convicts.
The state was settled by convicts.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. What are they? There's a convict.
All it follows is once a convict, always a convict.
Somebody who lives out in the country doesn't know anything about town life and is conspicuous when he gets to town.
Hick.
Of himself, he might say, I don't know anything about city ways. I'm just an old
country bumpkin.
Mm-hmm. Do you know the term Hoosier?
Yes.
What's that mean?
That's a person from Indiana.
What about if children saw...
Like Herb Shriner, for instance.
Who's that?
Herb Shriner. You're showing your age. He was a TV person in the early 50s. I think he played a harmonica. He had a game show of some type that was on at night. Herb Shriner. Yeah, okay.
And what about people from particular locations like mountains, swamps, sand hills, piney woods, or red clay country? Do you have names for them?
Backwoods? I don't know. Sounds like Georgia again.
At a party, you might look at your watch and see it's 11:30 or so. You say, we better be getting home. It's midnight. Close.
Almost. Near about.
That ice is hard to walk on. I managed to keep my balance, but I like fell 3 or 4 times.
Almost.
If someone is waiting for you to get ready so that you can go out with him and he calls to you, hey, will you be ready soon? You might answer, I'll be with you
in a moment.
You know you're on the right road but aren't sure of the distance. You ask somebody, how is it to Jackson?
Far.
If you are pointing out something nearby, you say,
it's over there.
Or,
look.
Mm-hmm. Is that a pretty serious word for you to use? Would you do something like that?
I'd use it.
If you want to know how many times, you say, how blank do you go to town?
Often.
You agree with a friend when he says, I'm not going to do that, or I'm not going to vote for that guy. You say, you agree with a friend when he says, I'm not going to do that, or I'm not going to vote for that guy. You say,
I agree with you.
Or,
you're right.
Or, blank am I, or me.
So am I. Me too.
You ever say neither?
Neither am I. Yes.
Does that seem natural to you?
Uh-huh.
What is this?
Your forehead.
And if I was growing stuff here, what would you call it?
A beard?
Mm-hmm. If you need to get this cut, what would I have cut?
Your hair.
Where did the old-time storekeeper keep his pencil when he wasn't using it so it would always be handy?
Behind his ear?
Mm-hmm. Behind. What if he was left-handed behind which ear?
His left ear.
But if he was right-handed?
Probably his right ear.
If someone's mumbling, you say, open your and talk.
Mouth.
He got a chicken bone stuck in his
throat.